All right, right now we are pleased to be joined by the manager of your Houston Astros, Dusty Baker, joining the show every single week. Dusty, Matt is out. We're going to go ahead and give you a break from him. He's out riding a bunch of roller coasters, but you have me, Ross, and Chris Gordy with you. Are you a big roller coaster fan?
Not really. You know, like I mean, I couldn't even push my sister around on that thing in the park without getting sick. You know what I mean? And I could have never been, an astronaut because I get motion sickness. So, no, I'm not a big daredevil type person. Even though I've tried a bunch of crazy stuff, I'm just not a daredevil.
Okay, all right. So not a daredevil is not Dusty Baker. All right, so you guys, of course, the big series coming up starting today with the Dodgers. But first, let's get to the one over the weekend. A nice measuring stick series for you guys going up against the San Francisco Giants. Of course, you lost 2 of 3, but all very good competitive games. How do you assess your play over the weekend?
Well, the way I look at it, it's a measuring stick, to them versus us versus them. You know, you're trying to measure to them. That means you think that they're better than you. And I think that we were the better club, but they got more of the hits when they needed it. Right now, they are getting everything they need. If they need a homer, they get a homer. If they need a two-out base hit, they get a two-out base hit. The shortstop. I mean, I've always been in love with Crawford, but I've never seen him hit like this. He's almost hitting 500 with runners in scoring position and two outs. And that'll get it done. And we made a few mistakes. We sit or cut some balls, but they didn't miss them. And, we learned a lot about them, that they are low ball hitters. And if you center that low ball over the harder plate, they'll hit it out of the ballpark. So, I got a feeling that we'll see them again because they're one of the better teams that we've seen so far.
Also, over the weekend, you got to look at your new relievers going out there. Just your thoughts. I mean, it has to be – obviously, you're not going to complain about any of the guys that you do have, and you make with what you can, but you had to be happy with the moves made by James Click and seeing some of the guys over the weekend. Looks like that bullpen is much better stocked, especially – I was especially impressed with Kendall Graveman.
Well, I'm getting happier as I get to see him pitch, a lot of them I haven't seen in a couple of years, and some of them I've never seen. And so, I just like to lay my eyes on folks and try not to make too quickly assessment on that person. So, we're getting an idea of where we're going to put them, because every time you change, like I said, every time you change personnel, you're changing the personality of the ball club and the roles of the ball club. And so you have to find out, where each guy will probably fit the best, or which guys can do multi roles and feel very comfortable doing it. And so, it's sort of a crash course on learning the personnel and them learning us. But I think the guys have fit in very, very nicely and in a quick fashion. And, everybody that's come here talks about how this team plays to win, and the attitude is about winning and winning only. And so, that doesn't take very long for people to gain that same attitude, because all these guys from the time they were kids have probably won or wanted to be on a winner.
Dusty, as we close the book on the weekend trip that was in San Francisco, it had to be weird for you just being back in a place you were so familiar with, that you spent so many years of your career a little bit different. I'm sure a lot of things changed over the years since you had been there last. Mm-hmm.
Well, the things that have changed the most, the city's changed some. The city has, like a lot of tech people downtown now, a lot of young people. That's changed. It's changed. The ballpark dimensions have changed. I mean, really changed. You see balls flying out of that ballpark that were one of the toughest places to hit in on earth. And I'm seeing left-handers go out of left field and right-handers go out of right field. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the, lack of humidity or the winds have changed or whatever. But Barry Bonds might hit 85 home runs the way I saw that ballpark playing this weekend.
Dusty Baker with us on the Matt Thomas Show. And Dusty, before we get into the particulars of this series, just some health updates if you have for us. We had Alex Bregman was in the lineup, then out or pulled, and then in the lineup, and then scratched, but apparently was still getting some work. So what's the latest on him? And also, how is Michael Brantley feeling?
Well, I got to wait till I get to the ballpark today to talk to, because yesterday I was off. So on off days, I try not to do anything. It doesn't work. But I try not to do anything. So I heard from a trainer, you know, he just said that, you know, Bregman, you know, came out of the game earlier. They're going to reassess him today to see what the problem is. And Michael Brantley's doing, he's doing better. He's going to the stadium actually early today. I'm going early today to watch him run to try to, you know, like I make my lineups out sometimes 2 or 3 days in advance, but I always have a number two lineup, which I'm hoping I don't have to activate. It means that Michael might not be in there. So, you know, Michael's ready, and because I know Michael. I mean, you know, he wants to play, especially in these big series here. We need him, but, you know, we have to be cognizant of the future at the same time.
So a couple big games here, just as, well, you mentioned the measuring stick angle of it, going against one of the best teams in baseball in the Dodgers. And, of course, a little added juice here because the Dodgers fans and that whole element. So you guys have been dealing with getting booed all season long. So at this point, do you say it's old hat? Are you expecting anything different? What do you think could happen, or what are you expecting tonight in Dodger Stadium?
Man, I don't know. I mean, you know, how do you anticipate something of the future like that? You don't know. I'm sure it's not going to be very pleasant. You know, so you just you deal with them when you get there. I mean, you can't walk into the lion's den afraid of the lion. You know what I mean? I mean, you got to walk in, you know, with the you know, ready for battle, and it doesn't matter. I talked to some people yesterday. You know, I know a lot of people here in this town, and some people with LA, and I think they're expecting 56,000 today, and so that is a ton of people. I don't think we've seen that many anywhere. And you know, if you think New York was loud with 10,000, this really going to be loud. So hey, man, I'm kind of looking forward to it, and I'm gonna take the lineup card out, and I mean, let the show begin. So you know, I'm psyched about, you know, the next couple of days.
I know playing in the National League ballparks these last couple of days have kind of changed things up with how you shape your lineup, losing the DH and giving Yordan some time in the outfield. I know Jake Meyers had a nice welcome to the big leagues moment in Sunday's game, trying to keep the game alive for you guys. Do you foresee maybe getting him a start in the outfield, or is that kind of something you'll wait till you guys get home to give him a look?
Man, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to win ball games. Like I told people, I mean, you know, like he's going to have to wait his turn the same way that McCormick waited his. You know, you can't, this ain't a softball game. You can't play all four of them. So you play the three best that are going to give you the best chance, you know, to win. And if he gets a start, I'm going to try to get him a start, but it has to be under the right circumstances. And, you know, it's kind of like the sixth man in basketball. You don't just come in and start unless you're a mega, you know, a young star. So you come in off the bench, you come in and pinch hit, pinch run, and you get your, you know, your feet wet. Like I said, I'd like to get him a start, but we'll see. A lot of it depends on the health and welfare of who's out there, and also who we have on the mound, you know, who they're facing against. And so a lot of variables that go into you know, making those decisions.
I know you're a National League guy for so long, Dusty. I got to be honest with you. Here in Houston, being in the AL for so long, we don't like watching pitchers hit. So it is what it is, but, you know, come on.
Well, but hey, man, pitchers hit before they didn't hit. You know what I'm saying?
And you probably don't like taking the bat out of Yordan's hand, though.
No, not really. But hey, man, I like the National League rules the way they are in the National League, and I like the American League rules, which I've always said, you know, in our league. And, you know, it's a lot more strategic game than the National League. It's usually a little quicker, usually played a little quicker. You know, I mean, I like both. I mean, but I liked the National League game while I was there, and I like the American League game, you know, while I'm here. But you talk to athletes, you know, the athletic pitchers, I mean, you talk to Greinke, he couldn't wait to hit. You know what I mean? Because he can hit. And a lot of them were the best hitters where they came from until they got into pro ball. And, I mean, Greinke asked me the other day, man, and, you know, hey, man, you're going to need me to pinch hit. You know, and I might. And that's the attitude that you want from your guys, you know. And, you know, Framber the other day didn't look very good, but he's been working on it. Lance McCullers swears he could hit the whole time, but he don't know how he's going to hit Walker Buehler tonight, throwing them high fastballs. And, you know, we have a couple guys. You know, Garcia swung the bat exceptionally well in BP, but that's, you know, that's where it starts. So you just have to follow the rules wherever you're playing.
All right, Dusty Baker, Astros manager. Dusty, thanks as always for the time. Appreciate it, and good luck tonight in L.A.
All right, got it. Thank you, man.